Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Supreme Court today said it will constitute an expert committee comprising domain experts to undertake an exhaustive and holistic examination of mining and related issues in the Aravallis. The court observed that illegal mining can lead to irreversible damage. A bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Malia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi directed Additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bhatti, Amicus Curiae, K. Parmeshwar to suggest in 4 weeks the names of environmentalists and scientists who have expertise in mining so that an expert body can be constituted to look into the aspects. The Union Cabinet has approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI. The decision was taken at a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi this morning. This move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. The Cabinet has also given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that AI regulation must follow a techno-legal approach, not just standalone laws. Mr. Vaishnav made this remark while speaking at a session on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. He also firmly rejected the International Monetary Fund chief's remark, calling India a second-tier AI power. Citing Stanford rankings, he said India stands third globally in AI preparedness. Meanwhile, Mr. Vaishnav met IBM CEO Arvind Krishna and Meta Chief Global Affairs Officer Joel Kaplan in Davos. In a social media post, the minister said an investment worth $70 billion is confirmed in AI infrastructure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called upon the global community to adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism, as the world order is undergoing a profound transformation. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during talks with his Spanish counterpart, Jose Manuel Alvarez Bueno, in New Delhi today.
It is more imperative than ever before for nations to collaborate on shared challenges. This is particularly the case with respect to combating terrorism, where both India and Spain have been victims. The world must display zero tolerance towards terrorism.
The Ministry of Power today released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Power Ministry said the policy targets per capita electricity consumption of 2,000 kWh by 2030 and over 4,000 kWh by 2047. The per capita electricity consumption reached 1,460 kWh in 2024-25. Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu today inaugurated helicopter services in Shimla, marking a major boost to air connectivity in the hill state. With the launch, Delhi helicopter services will operate from the Sanjoli helipad in Shimla to Bhuntar Airport in Kullu district and to Rikong Pyo in Kinnaur district. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today accepted the invitation of US President Donald Trump to be a part of the Gaza Board of Peace, which consists of world leaders. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister made the announcement on social media. Mr. Netanyahu's office, however, had earlier criticized the makeup of the executive committee of the board, which includes Israel's regional rival, Turkey. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said Greenland is not a natural part of Denmark, calling it a legacy of colonialism that violates the spirit of the UN Charter. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, Mr. Lavrov said Greenland was historically a colony of Norway and Denmark, and it only became an associated territory of Denmark in the mid-20th century. In men's cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the first T20 of the five-match series in Nagpur today. The match will start at 7 p.m. It's a crucial series for Surya Kumar Yadav, led men in blue, as part of their preparations for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup scheduled for next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.